Elise Morgan has the finance news. Hi, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. Well, overnight on Wall Street, disappointing company results overshadowed some strong housing data. So heading into the close, the Dow Jones is just 7 points lower to 17,221. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 2,032. Analysts believe investors are showing caution before company results really begins in earnest after those that have been out already have failed to wow. Computer giant IBM disappointed investors, revealing falling revenue and a lower full-year forecast, and its stock has been punished down more than 5%. Data revealed a solid rise in housing starts in September, though, and it's a good sign that the all-important US housing market continues to steadily improve, even as economic growth slows. Over in Europe, however, markets went backwards overnight as hopes of more quantitative easing from the European Central Bank fade. Data showing improved lending conditions in the Eurozone have led investors to rethink their bets that the bank is going to announce more stimulus when it meets this Thursday. The Euro stocks lost 0.4% and London's FTSE 100 lost 0.1%. Oil prices have failed to rebound from yesterday's sharp fall. West Texas crude is still in the pits at $45.8 a barrel. Gold, however, has picked up slightly. It's now at $1,176.5 an ounce, and iron ore is lower again at $52.1 a tonne. The local share market set for a poor start to trade. The ASX SPY 200's a fifth of a percent lower at 5,204, and the Aussie dollar has gained a little ground since this time yesterday. It's now buying 72.6 USS, Fran.
Thanks very much, Elise.